Mr. Johnson? Mr. Johnson? Ah, there you are now. Finally awake. We had estimated you would have come out of it a few hours ago. Now, listen carefully, Mr. Johnson. I know you're very confused and don't know where you are or what's going on. Just remain calm and I will explain every... No, don't try to move. Those wrist and ankle restraints are for your own protection. You are perfectly safe. Now please, just listen to me. You were in a car accident. A very bad one. In fact, the hospital pronounced you dead on arrival. That's where me and my team came in. After a quick examination for suitability, we life-flighted you here to our own facility. We were able to review you using some rather unorthodox methods. But the important thing is that you are alive. We saved your life. Your injuries? Mostly upper body and facial. Well, it's a long list, but we have set the essentials to rights. For our purposes, however, you're working just fine. Now, on to why you're here. We are performing a very important experiment, and you are our test bed. And if you all goes well, you will be providing a great service to humanity. Hold your questions until after I finish, please, Mr. Johnson. I believe my explanation will make everything clear if you will not interrupt me again. As I was saying, you are going to potentially save hundreds of thousands of lives. At this very moment, incubating in your testicles is a cure for breast cancer. The virus we created thrives only in seminal fluid, but once transferred, it aggressively attacks breast cancer cells. We predict a 98% success rate. Isn't that amazing? But the doses have to be fairly substantial, unfortunately. However, my team has planned well ahead. We've had to make a number of modifications to your anatomy so that you can endure the level of extraction we require. Firstly, your testicles have been enlarged by approximately 500%. This is to facilitate the high volume we will be demanding of you. I had actually wanted to go larger, but the team determined that it was safer to err on the conservative side for our initial tests. And for your penis, we implanted an internal multi-cell inflatable. Together with our cocktail of blood thinners, this will let us safely keep you erect indefinitely. So, no need to worry about the effects usually associated with priapism. You'll also find that you're quite a bit larger than you used to be, but I'll explain that later. There are a number of other things we've done, but I won't go into exhaustive detail. Though, we did have to run IV lines for nutrition and hydration. You're going to need lots of hydration. We're hoping to get around 12 fluid ounces out of you per hour. That's about the size of a regular beverage can, and equals 3 doses. No, of course it isn't impossible. Our extensive modifications will make it quite easy for you, in fact. And those figures are for just the low setting. But we'll keep you on that for the first few weeks at least. Yes, low setting. I suppose I should explain how extraction will work. You should like this part. Let me introduce you to your milker. It actually has a lot in common with a dairy milker, but this one is super heavy duty, has a number of other advanced features, and is custom fitted for your new dimensions. Allow me to demonstrate. First, I charge your penile implants with air, like so. It only takes a few seconds. And voila, you now have a length and girth to make any porn star blush. We upsized you for a number of reasons, but the main purpose was that more surface area allows us to vary which sections of the penis receive the most stimulation. This lets us adjust on the fly to prevent hot spots and mitigate wear and tear on you. Yes, the milker is going to be running pretty much nonstop. Alright then. Now, I'm going to insert you into the milking shell. We suspend it, like this, so that the weight of the unit is a non-factor. The replaceable lining is super soft and slightly elastic. Each should last about a week of constant use. We have several crates full. Now, it should be snug, but not tight. When running, it's self-lubricating via this blue hose here, which runs to a large reservoir in the next room. This yellow hose lets us inflate any number of the internal cells in your sleeve to give you different sensations. This is controlled electronically, so we can program a virtually infinite number of routines to help you with stimulation fatigue. It also allows us to spike the intensity when we detect you are near orgasm. This is done in an effort to maximize the volume of your ejaculations. Originally, we had hoped to also involve prostate stimulation to further increase yields, but it proved to be rather troublesome. We couldn't effectively fortify those areas to withstand the constant abuse. Perhaps in a future phase. Finally, this larger tubing at the end is for your extract. It will also provide the pulsating vacuum pressure which drives the milking action. As you can see, the hose leads over to the refrigeration unit where the storage tanks are located. You're actually very lucky, Mr. Johnson, in that in order to maximize production, we've had to devise our entire project around your comfort and pleasure. Are you ready for me to turn it on? Oh, come now, Mr. Johnson. You should be thanking us. If not for my excellent team, which includes some top scientists from all over the globe, you would have died in that car accident. No, I'm afraid that no one is going to be looking for you. Your funeral was 5 months ago. As a closed casket affair, it was rather easy to find a substitute for you. Rest easy, knowing that your family is doing very well with your life insurance policy, having paid out. I even hear your wife is dating again. Good for her not to mope around endlessly. Anyway, you're just going to have to accept this now. And think of how many lives you'll be saving. We estimate we can milk somewhere around 50,000 doses from you per year if we can maintain maximum speed and efficiency. The actual number will probably be somewhat lower, but still, that is a lot of women, Mr. Johnson. But here's the kicker. Not only does our serum destroy breast cancer, it prevents it. Our ultimate goal is to supply every woman on the planet. No, don't worry. We know you only have so much to give. Consider yourself our pilot program, a proof of concept. Once we've proven ourselves, we should have no problem obtaining funding to expand our operations. In fact, this whole facility is designed with that in mind. This half, which we affectionately call the farm, will eventually hold about 100 stalls. The other half is the bottling center. We're here right on rail line for easy transport, but I'm afraid you will have to do all the heavy lifting for the first 6 months or so. Yes, we did actually consider volunteers, but the risk involved with all of the physical changes we've made was simply too much, not to mention a number of ethical questions. No, we needed someone who wouldn't be missed. We don't have the overhead for lawsuits, should something go wrong. We barely have enough for a second subject, should you prove unsuitable. Now, enough talk, Mr. Johnson. You just lie there and we'll start the stimulation program running. I promise you'll enjoy it. And also, I have this VR headset here that I'm going to put on you. We have about 12 terabytes of high-definition pornography we run through it. It's like watching it on an IMAX screen. Take this remote and you can skip or favorite whatever you like. This big button on the bottom calls an attendant. Please don't abuse it. I shouldn't have to remind you about the boy who cried wolf. I'll check back up on you in about an hour to see how well you're producing. There will be someone monitoring your vitals in a control booth 24/7, so don't worry. You might as well just relax and enjoy yourself. You really don't have much of a choice.